our enemies are down on their luck, and they don't realize that all the money that they have spent so far have been in vain, and all these plots and diplomatic moves, economic sanctions, dispatching spies to Iran, and what have been the results? And now you've decided to use the cyber war, try to use internet in order to penetrate into Iran and provoke people against the system. In fact, God Almighty usually turns the eyes of the enemy to God blind. In other words, that's God's doing. The enemy spends the money, and then what they gain is disappointment. I wonder how hard they have worked in order to create some kind of uprising in Tehran. God only knows how long they have spent to plot against us, to provoke people to take to the streets. But what was the result? In fact, these plots awakened everyone in Iran once again, and if they, our enemies, thought that people are not going to defend Islamic Republic, but in fact the result was totally against their expectations. There are times that our enemies might think that we will be blackmailed by these plots. Some of these shenanigans they try to create, in fact, they hope that by doing this, our system, our people will be blackmailed and pay them a bribe. Our foreign enemies sometimes they think that by putting pressure on Iran, they can force us to be blackmailed and pay them some kind of concession. Just like some of these countries in the region or elsewhere who normally are blackmailed. Late Imam Khomeini never paid anything, any concessions. He was never blackmailed, and he was never held in ransom. And we will not do so either. Now, we have a position which I think it's the right position, and we are righteous. We have no fault, and what we really want is to be independent, and we don't want to allow others to interfere with our affairs. We want to be dynamic and look to future and go forward. We would like to be the nation who, in practice, proves that it is truly a Muslim nation and observes God's commandments. We would like our society to be a role model among Muslim nations, a true Muslim nation. We don't want to have those thinkers belonging to materialistic schools of thought or people belonging to Western schools of thought, liberalism, to rule us and to meddle in our affairs. We have also understood that if we want to keep our identity, Islamic identity, we need to be strong in order to defend our values against the enemy. We need to be strong in order to defend our national sovereignty and also to defend our individual and social rights. We have understood that too. Now, should these be considered as guilt or wrongdoings? Our nation is on the right path, and it is the righteous nation, and we are going to stand by our ideals. And if those people who truly believe in the righteous position of Islam and being a Muslim,